I don't know if anyone has ever spent any time with the 911 franchise.
That sounds like Bob's mother-in-law.
Yeah, that's a Swagra show, isn't it? There's the original 911, then they had 911 Lone Star that was canceled, and then they just had a brand new spinoff that just
started.
Why
was it canceled? Why was it canceled? Did it misgender someone?
No, it just had bad ratings, Gordon. It's not, everything's not canceled because of Epstein stuff.
Yeah, so the new one is 911 Nashville. That's the one with Chris O'Donnell and Jessica Capshaw and Leanne Rimes. You've probably seen
Leanne Rimes?
Yeah, she's an actress in it.
What?
Yeah.
Springsteen.
You've probably seen commercials because they pump it up during Fox Football Sunday. But anyway, one of the actors in the show, Isabel Tate, has passed away. She died on October 19th at the tender age of 23.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and evidently it was just after she had finished filming some scenes for the show.
This appears to be a modern tragedy.
Yes, yeah, she is a very...
On two levels.
...fetching woman, or was. So her family...
And the loss of a young life.
Yes. Her family says that she had a rare form of Charcot-Marie tooth disease.
Now,
if that sounds familiar, we just talked about that because that's what Alan Jackson has. And that's what made Alan Jackson retire from touring. And he's doing a final show next June as a fundraiser for, I guess, research for Charcot-Marie tooth disease. But it's a neurological disease that caused nerve damage mainly to the arms and legs. And it says that Isabel Tate passed away peacefully and that it was as a result of this condition that she had.
Jeez.
Hmm.
Yeah.
At that age.
Yeah,
at 23. So it affects you. Is Alan Jackson going to die?
I mean, everyone's going to die.
Well, eventually.
What?
What?
You're going to die, too,
not
one day.
Not me.
No. What are you saying?
What are mortality?
What am death?
Like the others, I get. But me?
You mean... I'm going to be a past people?
Who will I be friends with after that?
Where will I get my weed?
That's the number one problem that I'm trying to figure out in my afterlife.
You know what? I bet they have the best weed in heaven. I'm excited to die.
Heaven is all weed all the time.
Yeah, so R.I.P. to Isabel Tate. Also, yes. R.I.P. to Dave Ball. Now, that name probably doesn't ring a bell.
What's weird is Corby is not searching Dave Ball.
I have
like
not.
He was Isabel.
Frantically searching Isabel.
Oh, Dave Ball, huh?
Dave Ball was one half of the synth pop group Soft Cell, along with the flamboyant singer Mark Almond.
No way.
Yes, so Dave Ball has passed away at the age of 66.
Are you going to be okay, Dave?
And some
Yeah, I'll be all right. Okay. No specific cause of death was cited, but he did suffer serious health complications after a back injury. So he died peacefully in his sleep in his London home yesterday.
Why do we only hear about the peaceful deaths? How do we know that he was not...
Like thrashing around.
Yeah.
You're not going to kill me.
It does sound like death propaganda.
It does.
So he, just a few weeks ago, played a concert with Soft Cell at the Rewind Festival in England, and he performed in a wheelchair.
Oh, no, Gordon.
Because of his back injury. And he had just completed a new Soft Cell album with Mark Almond called Danceteria.
Does anybody
that's
care?
That's supposed to come out later this year.
About anything other than Tainted Love?
I care about Sex Dwarf.
I'm sorry, what?
Taint on Taint.
That's their best song.
Sex Dwarf?
Yeah, Sex Dwarf.
Hmm.
Connor, look up Sex Dwarf.
It sounds like a ticket stock number.
Looks
Ladies
like you're
gentlemen.
Probably going to have to go through a few pages before you get to Davies.
I don't want to search. You know what? Please, Bob, will you search Sex Dwarf?
No.
And let that be the final search that your children find.
Oh,
oh daddy.
Here, crank this up. This is Sex Dwarf.
God. And he's
parading him down the high street with a collar on.
And I want your daughter, Bob, as she's delivering your eulogy, to say, and despite the fact of what we learned just a few days ago about our father's predilection towards dwarf sex, we still love him no matter what. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will not answer any questions about sex dwarves. Thank you.
I love sex dwarf.
And that's just playing in the background.
Yeah.
Am I speaking from beyond the grave?
This is big news out of England as well.
Jeez.
As Tess Daly and Claudia Winkleman have announced that they are departing as hosts of Strictly Come Dancing.
Whoa.
Okay. Say it right so I'm not thrown for a loop.
They say after 21 joyful years on Strictly Come Dancing, we have decided it's time to step aside and pass the baton.
Boy, the crowd's loving it.
They really are.
Yeah, and the 23rd season of Strictly Come Dancing is currently airing on BBC. With the finale of Strictly, the finale of Strictly Come Dancing is on December 20th.
Is this like a spinoff of Dancing with the Stars?
yeah, it's very similar.
All right,
but it's
different, it's very in a limited, very specific way.
Yeah.
Search that too on top of Sex Dwarf.
Yeah,
I feel like
Sex Dwarf Simply Come Dancing.
And also, Dad loved Strictly Come Dancing.
Mm. I feel like Dave stared at us after he read that story, just like he does when he rips one in a break.
Yeah.
Just to see.
It's the simple joys.
Just to see what we might
do. Simple joys in life. Okay, this last one I thought was interesting, and I think you'll find it interesting.
You didn't think
well,
the first
Gordon.
Two were.
Despite Dad's love.
No.
UCLA's Center for Scholars and Storytellers just released its annual Teens and Screens report. So they surveyed 1,500 Americans between the ages of 10 and 24 about their media consumption habits and preferences. And surprisingly, traditional media is not dead with the kids. They say that 57% of the respondents say they watch traditional media, TV shows and movies.
Yeah.
And 53% of them prefer to discuss movies and TV shows with friends more than social media content. So they're not just talking about memes and brain rot. They're actually talking about shows and movies.
Okay.
They do prefer animated content over live action, 48.5%.
Like me Corby. Too.
They also say...
Cartoons are fun.
They do really like movies. They say that as far as a top-ranked weekend activity... Going to the theater to see a new movie with friends is ahead of playing video games or going to concerts. They like the movie experience.
That makes me happy because did you guys not feel that way?
That was always the best.
Budding teens, that going to the theater was badass.
Yes. Because you had like that 3-hour window where you were the master of your domain. Your parents would drop you off and you could get your own concessions and go see the movie and play some
alive.
Video games.
So this was a study on teens and media, and they're defining teens as people 10 to 24 years of age.
Well, it's Gen Z. They're talking to Gen Z.
Yeah.
And I guess Zoomers, what's...
I don't
is
know.
Is that
dude.
After?
Okay. I'm done with the generational
Oh, you're
thing.
Done.
I am.
No,
I can't
okay.
handle it all.
Although this is like our own... Jay King, they say 80% of the respondents say most of the time or always they watch TV shows and movies on YouTube or TikTok rather than on TV or in theaters.
What does that mean? How do you watch movies on TikTok?
Well, they're I mean, Jay King watches, he watched like The Sopranos on TikTok.
He watched Breaking Bad in 11 minutes the entire season.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Also, yeah. Also, they said
what the hell,
48.4% say there's too much sex and sexual content in TV and movies.
Same.
That toxic relationships and love triangles and sex are tiresome and uninteresting tropes.
Especially with dwarves.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so I think it's interesting that they prefer animation,
yep,
and they prefer stories about people like them. They don't necessarily want to see romance and sex. They don't care about that.
Do cartoon people live forever?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
They don't age.
Oh. All right. Let's come back in 3 minutes. Let's do the rant where we get into the story of the day.
The ticket.
By the way, shout out to Jeff Power, who is listening in Bella Vista, Arkansas.
How about that?
How about that?
Jeff Power.
How about
Go
Jeff
Hogs.
Power? Boy, we've always liked Jeff. Good bloke. It is 5:20. It is rant revival time up here at Eastside in Denton on Oak, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it features the three kings of the rant, Gen X Davey, Corby the Snake Davidson, Cocaine, and, of course, the one and the only... Look at that.
Perfect.
What up?
And by the way, this was supposed to be Rant Revival number 100, but because of this breaking news that we have to cover with Gordon, we're going to call this Rant Revival number 99 and a half.
Yeah. We'll fully celebrate the Rant Revival properly next week. This is a partial celebration live from Eastside in Denton. Thanks to Deep Eddie for having us out here. Thanks to the Dentonites for showing up. We love you cats. Happy to be out here once again. Okay, so earlier this morning, and Gordon, did this happen right after you guys got off the air?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, okay,
John.
Okay, sorry. It is the story of the arrest of 34 human beings from our friends in the FBI busting up a gambling conspiracy.
Oh, yes, yes. This happened at the very tail end of our show is when we started hearing about it, I guess the last hour or so.
Okay, so Terry Rozier from the Miami Heat is the one player of note, I guess Damon Jones as well, in the NBA that were arrested in connection with gambling on or helping the mafia.
Providing insider information,
right,
for sports betting.
For them in certain prop bets, not game bets, but just individual prop bets of so-and-so being able to score 10 points and whatever. And so those two have been arrested along with Chauncey Billups, who is the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. And Chauncey
was the head coach.
Well, yeah.
Well, he's not fired yet.
Right. And Chauncey is, for my money, Chauncey is the number one name involved in all this. Was he a two-time NBA champion with Detroit? I believe.
I would
say
one,
two-time.
But
okay,
was he? Okay.
Or, no, maybe one.
Okay, thanks, Gordon. And Chauncey,
what years, Gordon?
In the
2012, past. It's in the 2000s.
You're not too far off
since 2000.
Yeah.
So Chauncey, head coach of the Trailblazers, was involved in illegal poker games.
Yeah, this was a separate but equal investigation.
Right. And this is the one, I mean, we all expected when gambling became, you know, borderline legal that across the United States that you would see these individual athletes connected in some sort of scam. It's been going on forever since since pro sports and college sports existed. There have been some dirty pool being played with college athletes and pro athletes. Whether they get busted or not, it's definitely going on. So that didn't surprise me that Terry Rozier and Damon Jones were popped for, you know, just trying to make an extra buck on the side, and they got down too deep and eventually got busted. But this poker story involving the head coach of a professional sports franchise is shocking. And so the FBI today held a press conference for 37 minutes. I watched it all. It was fascinating as they basically broke down exactly what was going on in these cases and in particular the Chauncey Billups case. So this is a couple of minutes long. It is well worth your time. This is basically the description of how the Mafia, La Cosa Nostra, and the NBA were busted in high-level poker games.
To turn to the other case, United States versus Aiello, the rigged poker game case. Beginning as early as 2019, the defendants in this case orchestrated a scheme to use wireless cheating technology to run rigged poker games across the United States, including in the Hamptons, Las Vegas, Miami, and Manhattan. The scheme targeted victims known as, quote, fish, who were often lured to participate in these rigged games by the chance to play alongside former professional athletes who were known as, quote, face cards. The so-called face cards included the defendant Chauncey Billups, who at the time of the scheme was a former NBA player and is currently the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, and also Damon Jones, a former NBA player and coach. What the victims, the fish, didn't know is that everybody else at the poker game, from the dealer to the players, including the face cards, were in on the scam. Once the game was underway, the defendants fleeced the victims out of tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars per game. The defendants used a variety of very sophisticated cheating technologies, some of which were provided by other defendants in exchange for a share of the profits from the scheme. For example, they used off-the-shelf shuffling machines that had been secretly altered in order to read the cards in the deck, predict which player at the table had the best poker hand, and relay that information to an off-site operator. The off-site operator sent the information via cell phone back to a co-conspirator at the table, and that person at the table was known as the quarterback. The quarterback then signaled secretly the information he had received from others to others at the table, and together they used that information in order to win their games and to cheat the victims. Defendants used other cheating technologies such as poker chip tray analyzers, which is a poker chip tray that secretly reads cards using a hidden camera, special contact lenses or eyeglasses that could read pre-marked cards, and an X-ray table that could read cards face down on the table. What you see depicted on a screen right now is an example of the X-ray table that reveals the cards. Although they are face down on the table, they can be read because of the X-ray technology. The Mafia, specifically members and associates of the Bonanno, Gambino, and Genovese organized crime families, had pre-existing control over non-rigged illegal poker games around New York City. As a result, they also became involved in the rigged poker games, helping to organize the games and taking a cut of the proceedings, and working to enforce the collection of debts. The defendants laundered their proceeds, including through cash exchanges, the use of multiple shell companies, and through cryptocurrency transfers. As part of the scheme, some of the defendants and their co-conspirators also committed acts of violence, including the gunpoint robbery of a person in order to obtain a rigged shuffling machine, and extortions that were perpetrated against victims in order to ensure that they repaid their gambling debts. Defendants who participated in the rigged poker scheme are charged with wire fraud conspiracy. Other defendants have been charged with crimes including illegal gambling, money laundering, Hobbs Act robbery, and extortions.
Okay, so there you have it. It is absolutely amazing. Now,
Gordon, do you have an X-ray table?
That's incredible. And they have card shufflers that all had optical readers in them where they could tell which cards were what.
You literally are leaving no stone unturned when it comes to scamming your way to a victory over these people.
It's multi-level cheating.
Yeah, it's awesome. And so, Gordon, I'm in the middle of rewatching The Sopranos, and I've never seen it outside of the first viewing, you know, when it was on originally. It's so amazing to go back and watch it. And this is a script, and I'm not even joking, ripped right from the pages of The Sopranos. They would have these poker games. I don't know if you guys remember these episodes, but like David Lee Roth played himself, Lawrence Taylor played himself, and they would be involved in these high-level poker games with the mob, with the Sopranos guys.
Right.
Now, they didn't, there was no, like, they knew of at the time, you know, massive cheating going on, but they would lure other people to come play. They would pay the Lawrence Taylors.
Right, they just
want to
rub elbows with these famous people.
I
played poker with Lawrence Taylor.
That is a thing.
Yes.
In those circles, and then you ramp it up another step to where you're cheating, and all these rich people in the Hamptons and Vegas and all that, they're all losing their ass. And in the meantime, Chauncey Billups, who has made untold millions from the NBA and has one of the greatest jobs in sports, was involved from it from the beginning, allegedly, and participated in all this knowing that it was 100% a scam, and how much money was that guy making?
Well, I think the better question is, how much did he owe that he probably had to lure other absurdly rich people he knew into these games?
So he's a victim, too? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying they probably had their hooks in him. That's how this happens.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I do think he was a victim in the sense that he had debt, and this is how games get fixed.
Yes.
Is that a player owes money.
Yeah.
And therefore, here's how you can make it right with us, is we need you to do us a favor, or three, and you will do it because you don't want to die, do you? You don't want us to chop off your hand, do you? Well, okay, here's how you're going to do it. And so I think the real story here, other than losing a head coaching job and other than going to prison, is probably a lot of Chauncey Billups' friends are now replaying in their head that time he invited them to a poker game and they lost $200,000 or something.
Yeah.
Gordon, are you much of a card player?
No, I'm not. I never got bitten by that bug, thank goodness.
Because I know a lot of our mutual friends are. And I mean, not that I would ever be invited as a mark because I don't have any money, but I feel like I would have no idea that I was being hustled.
Nobody would.
Especially if they have x-ray tables to read the cards. That's insane.
Yeah.
And from trying to understand what the guy was saying in the press conference, so this was before he was a coach. This was just after his playing days, but before he was a coach.
But I mean, this went all the way. I mean, when was Chauncey Billups hired by the Blazers?
Oh, recently.
Okay, so this went through 2024. So it's very, very up to date. Like, in this investigation had been going on for the last couple of years. The FBI's been putting all this together. And, you know, this was just, I'm sure they laughed their ass off when Billups got the gig, because they're like, okay, yeah, big fella.
And so this is different than the Gilbert Arenas thing, because his were just illegal poker games because he was taking a cut. Like, he was the house.
Right. Yeah.
And he was
way different.
He was taking a rake, and they were just unsanctioned because they weren't in a legal gambling state.
When the crime families are involved, now you instantly slip around to where these guys are acting on behalf of the crime families, again, most likely because they have a debt to pay that they're, like, it's amazing to imagine somebody who made $100 million could be upside down to the mob.
Like Terry Rozier. So he's the most prominent basketball player. And Gordon, when this broke, as the season started last night, he was set to make this year $26 million.
Jeez.
And the guy is apparently completely upside down with the mob over debts and everything else, and that's how this all went down. Can you...
That's insane.
Imagine! And... You know, I mean, 34 people were arrested and three players in the NBA, but how many people...
It says here he was the head coach since 2021.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Isn't that something?
So, yeah, this is This is incredible. And you mix in the words, and they used it over and over just to flex, the FBI did, La Cosa Nostra and the Mafia. They kept saying those terms over and over, and it's so salacious and so something that you can't imagine really happening in real life. And I think a lot of people think that were like, I didn't think that those things really even existed anymore. That the Gambino crime
families were still active.
What's that, Gordon?
It's just we've seen it so much on TV, it almost is makes you start to believe that these are all just fictional characters.
Yes.
It doesn't really still go on like that.
Yeah, or from a pig on by.
Isn't the Gambino family behind the Musers, the podcast?
You're reporting that, Dave?
I'm speculating.
So
wildly.
No, I wish we had some heavy backing.
And the other thing about you know, NBA stars and $26 million and head coaches in The Sopranos, granted, not a documentary, but the way that they treat celebrities as they don't care.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they just, 99% of people are like, oh my God, Chauncey Phillips. They look him in the eye and they're like, hey, MF-er, I'm getting ready to snap your neck.
Well, I was going to say, it's actually preferred they're celebrities because they're so much easier to extort.
Yeah.
Like, they
have a lot to lose.
They have so much to lose.
Like Gordon.
You can blow the whistle so easily on them that they're probably absurdly easy to manipulate to protect their secret.
Like, I just saw Christopher in The Sopranos dealing with Ben Kingsley, the famed Gandhi actor, and the way that they treat him is unbelievable. But all those actors wanted to be in that in that show because of that.
Wow.
So, dude, it's crazy. I guess there's pretty much guaranteed that Chauncey Billups won't really cooperate with prosecutors to put other guys in prison. I mean, you don't want to get even the suspicion that you've cooperated to put another mob guy in jail.
Well, because and again, imagine
what a sticky wicket he finds himself in.
Other players that were sure they were boys with Chauncey that are now
freaking
like what,
out.
That
like,
dude
what
set
would,
me up.
What would Bob do? What would Bob agree to?
Why is it always with Bob in these scenarios?
With the mafia to make the whole sex dwarf thing go away.
Just disappear completely.
Gordon, I don't know if you heard about my sex dwarf problem, but
oh yeah,
I'm recovering.
Yeah,
I love it that I can set my beer on top of his head when he's doing the service.
All right, we got to go, Gordon. Thank you. We love you. We'll do it again next week, and we'll officially celebrate.
This
100.
Was 99 and a half.
Yeah,
100.
Let's do it.
We will feature Gordon to the max next Thursday.
All right, there you go.